And welcome back to Four States Live. I'm sorry. Suzanne's been making me smell peace and serenity.
Yeah. Essential oil.
Yes.
So, combination.
Yeah, we've been talking about, we've got Thanksgiving dinner coming up tomorrow. And sometimes it's nothing but peace and serenity.
Yes. It's like how to get through all of the cooking and all of the preparation.
Oh, yeah. No. Come on. Speak up, honey. Come on. You're the lady of the house. I'm the lady of the house. Don't get me wrong. Do you just tell your husband, go away?
Well, no. Actually, he's really helpful.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You get a prize.
Yes. And you know what? He's really helpful in the best of ways. He likes to clean up.
What?
Yes. So what? I could do the cooking part, and then he'll clean the pots or the dishes. I know. Yeah.
Okay, I'm already married, but because I don't want to say. I mean, my husband's helpful; like he will do what I tell him to do. But it's kind of like reading Harry Potter. You have to be very specific with the spell you give him.
Okay, right.
Otherwise, it's just kind of like willy-nilly. So we're talking about essential oils. Suzanne's with us from Suzanne's Natural Foods. You know, there is something to be said about smelling something and just relaxing. And that's part of it. And some of it's very healing. Some of it's kind of a mental healing. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, essential oils are the most concentrated part of any plant. So it's the strongest way that you could get that plant, for example. So, you know, there's lavender flowers, there's rose petals. But when you have essential oil of rose, it takes 2 tons of rose petals to make 2 drops of essential oil of rose. Now, I wasn't exaggerating too much with that.
More than one, less than a million.
Yes. So they're very powerful. And you know how we just react to smells. And so there's different smells within the plant world that change how you feel, how your emotions are, and also have just healing properties when applied topically to the skin for various things. So there's all kinds of ways that you can use them. And I just wanted to talk about, you know, the different ways that maybe people aren't aware of.
You know, one thing that I love, and I love the smell of it, and some people are like back and forth on it. I love tea tree oil.
I like the smell of that too.
I do.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, I agree. And that's one of those, it's more medicinal smelling.
Yes.
But
it's clean.
After you've used it, yes, it has a very nice clean smell. And it's so good for so many different things. To me, that's a real summer essential.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to use it a lot on bug bites or even bug prevention.
Well, I will say this, like you've known me for years. Look at me. I don't have fake nails anymore.
And you use tea tree on your nails?
No, I do not. But because I've got natural nails now, they're thinner and I scratch myself. And so I use the tea tree whenever I happen to scratch myself as medicinal.
And, you know, putting that in a carrier oil. So one of the best ways to use them is in a carrier oil, which tea tree for me, I can apply it full strength, no problem.
I'm like, come at me, bro.
Yeah, you kind of have to test out the oil. Some, like, for example, essential oil of oregano, you put full strength it's like you lit a match.
Oh yeah.
And put it on your skin. So that one you want to put in a carrier oil, and that helps with all sorts of, you know, like kills fungus and different
and
things.
I've used oregano oil before, but yes, absolutely. And like I stand up to all kinds of stuff. Definitely put that in a carrier oil, mm-hmm. like olive oil or jojoba
oil.
Yes, you really want to dilute that because it can burn.
Now, are you smelling this one that I opened
am.
Up? I love
and
this.
Have you noticed I'm like chilled now?
Yeah, it's well, you know, I'm gonna have to get my readers out and I'll read the ingredients.
Hey, we're getting older. We got readers.
I know. But the gist of it, it's called Peace and Serenity, and it's just a combination of really lovely smelling essential oils that kind of calm your spirit. But this one smells so good that I like wearing it as a perfume.
Uh-huh.
So it's one of my favorites in our jewelry that holds essential oil smells. We have necklaces and bracelets that use beads made with lava bead. And these lava beads, like if you've ever been to Hawaii, or they have lava.
No. I haven't been to Hawaii. Thanks, COVID.
But you can also get lava beads from other places. But places like that.
Or
anyway,
at Suzanne's.
Yes, you can come to Suzanne's instead of going to Hawaii. And so
if I had to choose.
Yeah. So the lava beads, you add essential oil drops to them, kind of just rub it in a little bit. And while you're wearing it, your body heat will kind of send off the aroma mm-hmm. of that. So it's like a perfume, but it also, besides being a perfume that smells good, you reap the benefit of what those essential oils do. Like in this particular case, calming.
So if you see somebody walking down the store and like rubbing their necklace under their nose, they're probably a little stressed out. Is that what's going on?
And you don't even have to do that. So I'm wearing this locket and it has a little fabric circle that goes inside an enclosure.
Oh, that's cool.
You open it up and you add your essential oil drops to this fabric and that just wafts up, you know, like you're wearing it around your neck. You don't even have to bring it up to your nose. You can smell it.
But if you're really stressed, you can bring it up.
Bring it up to your nose. Yeah. You could actually apply this to your nose.
You know, Thanksgiving is tomorrow, so
I would recommend it for sure.
Just rub it there.
Before the family shows up.
And then you're all good.
A glass of wine and a few drops of peace and calming.
Yeah. You know, hey, I like this. And you've got different ways to diffuse this within your house. You don't have to wear it. You don't have to necessarily touch it, you know, whatever. But you've got some great ideas with Suzanne's Natural Foods. We're going to be talking with her in just a few moments here on Four States Live. So stay with us.
You never know who might stop by. This is Four States Live with Shannon Bruffett. Your radio station for severe weather coverage when seconds count. 860 AM KKOW and 97.5 FM Joplin. Here's your local news on 860 AM KKOW and 97.5 FM Joplin.
This is your KOAM news update. I'm Tanya Bach. Some more Kansas counties have made decisions on if they will follow Governor Laura Kelly's new mask mandate. Crawford County has opted into the new mandate. Cherokee County opted in as well. Wilson County passed its own mandate that would require a face covering in all public indoor and outdoor places where social distancing is not possible. That order will last for at least 30 days. The City of Joplin and Freeman Health System announced yesterday that Joplin's Christmas parade is canceled. Organizers say the decision was made in the best interest of public safety. The annual parade was scheduled for next Tuesday and had already been modified into a reverse parade where the floats and participants are stationary and the spectators drive through. The McDonald County Health Department is reporting four new coronavirus-related deaths. That brings McDonald County's total deaths to 21. From the KOAM Newsroom, I'm Tanya Bach.
KOAMNewsNow.com, offering expanded breaking news and local coverage in the four states. Watch full newscasts from KOAM and Fox 14. See breaking news events and get weather alerts wherever you are. KOAMNewsNow.com, your go-to source for online news.
Chief's Kingdom is a service of
WTI. Offers comprehensive training for a number of high-demand industries, including IT, HVAC, and healthcare. Financial aid is available to those who qualify. Learn the skills you need to build the future you want. Visit WTI.edu.
Hey, this is Brian McPhail with MB Enterprises. I got a call the other day and the guys had a neighbor who bought one of our Lewis cattle oilers. You know, it's the one with the pump. After seeing how well it worked for his neighbor and watching his own cattle suffer with biting flies, ticks, and mosquitoes, now he wants us to deliver some Lewis cattle oilers to his farm. These Lewis cattle oilers are something else. They sell themselves with year-long control of parasites. Order yours today. Call MB Enterprise at 620-408-6387. Again, it's Brian McPhail, the old High Plains Journal guy. Thanks.
Have you heard? Even more Black Friday deals are dropping right now at Ulta Beauty. Now through Saturday, November 28th, get top deals like 50% off Tarte foundations and $10 mascaras from Urban Decay, KVD Vegan Beauty, and more. Plus, we've made shopping the way you want easier. So don't miss out. Visit us in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. The holidays are here. Let's see the joy all season long. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
For a limited time, you can get a free loader when you purchase a Branson tractor from Tatum Motor Company. Branson tractors are all steel with built-in weight for more lift capacity. Tatum Motor Company in Anderson, Missouri, or Springdale, Arkansas. Online at TatumMotor.com.
Good morning. Today is Wednesday, November 25th, the 330th day of 2020. 36 days are left in the year, and there will be 9 hours and 52 minutes of daylight today. Sunrise today was at 7:10 a.m., with sunset coming at 5:02 p.m. And now let's take a look back at the closing markets for Tuesday, November 24th. Market data provided by Bar Chart. At the Mercantile, December live cattle was $1.17 higher at $111.17. February finished $1.05 higher at $113.95. And April added 60 cents at $117.15. Feeder cattle for January was 77 cents higher at $138.60. March gained 85 cents at $138.12. And April closed at $139.35, up 37 cents. Lean hogs for December was 35 cents higher at $65.30. February closed 37 cents lower at $66.75. And April was at $70.22, gaining 2 cents. From the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat closed at 611 and a quarter, up 12 and a half. March was at 617 and a half, rising 13. And May added 11 and three quarters to close at 618 and three quarters. Corn for December lost 0.75 cents at 425 and three quarters. March was down 0.75 cents at 432 and a half. And May lost 0.75 cents at 435 and three quarters. January soybeans closed at 1191 and a quarter, off a quarter. March was 0.75 cents higher at 1193 and a quarter, and May finished at 1192 even, up one. Soybean meal for December was $3.40 higher at $398.30. January closed at $396.90, up $3.90, and March added $3.20 at $396 even. Soybean oil for December lost 49 points at $38.06. January was down 62 points at $37.72. And March closed at 37.61, off 60 points. At the Kansas City Board of Trade, December wheat was up 9 3/4 at 5.61 even. March closed 10 1/4 higher at 5.70 and 3/4. And May was at 5.76 and 3/4, gaining 10. That's been a look at Tuesday's closing markets. I'm downtown Keith Brown on the Four States Ag Leader.
Here's your forecast on 860 AM KKOW and 97.5 FM Joplin.
Cloudy this morning as scattered showers come to an end. It'll be breezy with a high 45. Clearing tonight, Tarlo 33, then sunny and a bit warmer on Thanksgiving Day with a high 62. Friday cooler and 53. From the AMI Radio Group 24-Hour Weather Center, a meteorologist and the holiday.
Thanks, Dan. It is 7:33. Checking current conditions around the Four State area. Cloudy and 43 in Joplin, 42 Miami, Oklahoma. Light rain, 41 Rogers, Arkansas, 44 in Pittsburgh, Kansas. 93% humidity. Got a wind out of the southwest at 16 at 7:33. You're up to date as we get back to Four States Live.
You're listening to Four States Live with Shannon Bruffett on 860 AM KKOW, 97.5 FM and 105.3 New Life Radio.
And welcome back. It is Four States Live. Of course, if you'd like to be on the show, we'd like to feature area businesses as well as organizations and events. Hit me up with an email, fourstates@kkowradio.com, or you can private message me on Facebook. Just look for Shannon Bruffett, AMI Radio Group. Suzanne is back with us with Suzanne's Natural Foods. I love the essential oils. They smell so good. And that's not just the only benefit on them smelling good, but they actually can help your mood and maybe make me a little less grouchy.
Well, that's why I've got this one for you.
Because she keeps scooting it closer to me.
Yes, the peace and serenity is the one that I think you're getting today. Well, I brought four of them that are respiratory or sinus. One of them's called respiratory. One of them's called breathe. There's a respiratory calm. And these are really nice. You'll smell things like eucalyptus and peppermint. Mm-hmm. And it helps open up your sinuses.
I'm just going to do the peace and calm.
See, I even find these calming. And these are great. You can add those to a carrier oil, apply it to your chest. You could take, if you like taking a bath, add it to your bath water. You could even put some like on a piece of fabric or a washcloth and put on your pillow to smell at night. Some people will put these in a diffuser next to their bed, like a plug-in diffuser.
Yes.
And so there's all different ways that you can use these essential oils.
Well, you can even use them, like I've used like geranium. Like I'm not a big fan of the look of the plant. Like it's kind of pretty, but it's not anything that I want, but the smell of it is amazing and it's relaxing and it kind of like eases my sinuses, but you can wear it as a perfume.
Yes. So, oh yeah.
And you've got some amazing ways to do that with jewelry to where people don't necessarily know that you're like calming yourself. You know, you've got bracelets and necklaces and medallions to where people can.
And it holds the essential oil in place for, you know, most of the day. I mean, actually, you can smell it for days or weeks even after that. But there's I like that they the ones like I'm wearing the medallion that have I think there's 8 different colors in here. Mm-hmm. So for example, like if I was going to use lavender, I'd probably put that on the purple one. And if I wanted to use essential oil of orange, I might put that on the orange one. So that way it even the color goes along with the scent a little bit.
Or you can put the same scent on every single one and just change it up to match your outfit.
All kinds of different ways that you can do this.
Well, you're wearing a teal. And by the way, you wear teal a lot. You wear teal a lot, and teal is amazing for you.
Well, thank you.
Like, I've seen you wear teal for years, and it's always an amazing color for you. And you've got the medallion with the teal color. So what are you wearing today? Like, not just color-wise, but what... Yeah, you gotta
smell it. Actually, I put the peace and serenity because
she knew you were coming on my show.
Well, I tend to, you know, I have my kids are 10 and 13, and so I need a little extra peace and serenity in my life.
Serenity now.
Uh huh.
Serenity now. Okay, Seinfeld. Do you not watch Seinfeld?
No.
Okay. Okay.
I know. You're making me admit that I don't watch TV.
I know. You and I have already talked about the fact that you don't watch TV, but serenity now. But just having that a little bit of peace, are you guys doing okay for Thanksgiving? Like, how are things working, speaking of the kids?
Well, so it's just going to be my husband and my 2 children for Thanksgiving.
Yep.
So my son requested macaroni and cheese.
Well,
he wants it homemade from scratch is what he said.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, I think my husband, he wants some like flaky biscuits, you know, homemade from scratch. So I'm going to be, it's going to be
serenity
a little different.
Serenity now.
Yeah, serenity now, exactly.
So, but what about Ella? Does she, she's growing like a weed, so she eats everything, right?
Yeah, she hasn't requested anything yet, but I think she wants some grilled chicken. So we might be doing chicken and a small chicken instead of a turkey, since there's only going to be 4 of us.
You know, we're serving other people within our household, but we're not like all getting together. So we're doing like the to-go meals and.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, so we're like, I'm taking over what I'm doing to my mom. She's sending over what she's doing to me. And then we take it to the in-laws. We take it to the neighbors and. Like, that's how we're doing our Thanksgiving this year, so.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Deviled eggs. I'm still doing, like, the deviled eggs, the German coleslaw. everything. Like, it's going to be
traveling fun. Potluck.
Yeah. Thankfully, we don't have to go farther than about Carthage.
Uh-huh.
So, but it's good. But Serenity now.
Yes.
And
so, you know, you can even add this, like, if you have your cook stove and you have a small little pot, without even buying a diffuser, you could just put a little bit of water in it, turn the burner on low, and maybe even put one of those, I don't even remember what they're called.
I'm blanking.
Well, it diffuses your flame even further, just to keep a low, warm going, and add some of this Peace and Serenity or another essential oil that you want.
See, I used to have...
And just have that going on
back
in your kitchen.
Back when incandescents were still, like, okay, you know, they had, like, the little bulb diffusers where you...
Yes.
Yes, I would put those on that. But thanks, Obama. You can't, like, get those as much anymore.
Well, you know, you can even just take a basic candle, like if you have a plain candle, uh-huh, and you light that, and in the melted wax, add essential oil drops, and then that will... Yeah, it's really fun. There's all kinds of ways that you can use that. And,
you know, I'm going to give you the keys to my house. I've got a couple of, like, diffuser things that plug in. I'll just let you run around my house. How's that?
Okay.
Is that good?
Yes.
You'll get lost. It's kind of a weird, windy house, but you'll get lost. But, of course, we're talking about essential oils with Suzanne's Natural Foods. I know you're open today, obviously closed tomorrow, and taking a little bit of a holiday, letting the employees
enjoy their families.
Serenity now. So where can they find you, and what are your hours, and how can they get a hold of you?
We're open every day but Sunday, 8:30 to 6:30. Of course, we'll be closed tomorrow. We are at 32nd and Connecticut on the corner, and we have two drive-up windows to accommodate people who prefer shopping that way. A lot of people like to call in, and we'll have all their items ready. So we're... And our phone number is 781-0909.
So definitely check them out. And again, this is a great place to do maybe some Christmas shopping as well, because you've got the jewelry to go along with it. Maybe add an essential oil. We'll talk more about that here in just a few moments on Four States Live. Again, Suzanne with Suzanne's Natural Foods. That's coming up next.
More Four States Live is coming up next with Shannon Bruffett online at kkowam.com.
Join us as Kansas City Chiefs play-by-play announcer Mitch Holthus hosts Minute with Mitch, Thursday mornings at 8:15. Brought to you by Mo's Southwest Grill in Joplin. And be sure to listen to the games and the show each week on this Chiefs Radio Network station.
What if you could spend every day giving back?
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you, honey.
What if every hour of your day was an exercise in compassion?
Mr. Dennison, it's lovely out today. Want to get some fresh air?
And what if, along with that personal peace, came a paycheck? Let's talk.
Medica Lodges wants you to join their employee-owned team, which means you have stock in the company, great benefits, vacation and holiday pay, plus tuition assistance. For a fulfilling career, apply at any Medica Lodges location or search online at Medica Lodges jobs in my area.
When preparing a meal for your family, you want to be sure you're using the very best. We feel the same way about our grain and feed. It's no secret you get the best milk from healthy cows. Goes to say you're up here when getting higher and better quality production from your feed.
Crescent Feed carries the best value, no additives or fillers. We supply feed stores over the local four states. Crescent Feed, family owned and operated since 1925. To find a location in your area or ask for dealer opportunities, call 417-866-4364.
Take on more jobs and end the year strong with big savings on Bobcat equipment. Right now, buy a Bobcat E85 compact excavator and get rebates up to $12,000 in lieu of financing. Or choose 0% financing for up to 60 months with approved credit and get $10,000 in rebates back. Interested in leasing? We now have lease payments available too. Call Bobcat of Joplin at 417-385-1770 to work hard and save big. Offer expires December 31st, 2020.
Looking for ways to save money and still get the things you need? Things like home goods, bedding, lighting, furniture, outdoor furniture, tools, and much more. Tired of paying retail prices? Joplin Overstock Vault and the Overstock Outlet specialize in saving you money. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 5 on Sundays. Come see them soon at Joplin Overstock Vault, 409 North Main Street, and the Overstock Outlet at 1004 East 15th Street in Joplin, Missouri.
We leave politics at the door and share what's going on in our community. Welcome back to Four States Live.
And welcome back. It is Four States Live here on this Wednesday, November the 25th. Suzanne back with us from Suzanne's Natural Foods, talking about essential oils. And, you know, one thing we really haven't really gotten into, what is an essential oil?
It's the most concentrated part of any plant. So it's kind of, I don't know, they derive it down. Sometimes it's extracted using like alcohol methods or other methods, but most of the higher quality essential oils are extracted down like steam distillation.
Okay.
Would be the way it's described. But you're right. It takes a lot of plant to create a very small amount of the essential oil. So it's the most concentrated part of the plant. And, you know, there's so many different benefits to it. And we were talking, we've been talking peace and serenity and that kind of thing.
Serenity now.
But, you know, the other thing that's been really popular lately are, I have one called purification, one mm-hmm. called shun calamity, and those are more germ killing, virus fighting. So those have been really popular. People are using them. They're adding them to their soaps. They're making homemade hand sanitizer with them. What I've been doing is after I wear my mask, after I come home, I'll put some shun calamity on my mask and then I wash my mask. Mm-hmm. If you put it on your mask and then you don't wash it, it's just too strong almost to have it that close to your face. And so I feel like it's really, and even the breathe ones are really good and the respiratory ones are really good to do that way. So you have the oils on your mask, then you wash your mask and you can still smell it, but it's just the right amount of kind of pleasant smell. While you're wearing your mask, and it helps kill germs and it helps you breathe better.
And so you can walk down the freezer aisle going do, 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 do.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, and sometimes maybe that's what we need right now instead of like, I'm on a mission. I need to follow the arrows instead. Do, 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 do. And you can breathe a little bit better. But we're also in that time of year to where, you know, we've got the leaves falling and leaf mold and, you know, COVID aside, like just
it's our typical cold and flu season starting, and so people are buying a lot of things for their immune system. That's been huge.
But talk about diffusers, because like we do have a diffuser. Who is that good for? Like, is it good for everyone? Do you need one per room? Like, you know, like we have. Like the humidifier that does like a floor. Mm-hmm. And then we also have a diffuser for essential oils. Like, do you have to do one for every room depending on the person, depending on their allergies, depending on their sickness? What do you do?
Well, you know, it's so, so individual. So we have large diffusers that would do like a larger room. If someone wants something in the living room, maybe that kills germs, that's kind of going all the time. If you're having, different family members that are out being exposed or whatever, or there might be one individual in the house that just needs a personal diffuser next to their bed when they're sleeping to help with different things. We have car diffusers. I would consider that kind of personal. Those are small. Mm-hmm. And that
looks like it hooks up to your vent, right?
Yeah. So there's different ones. There's everything has kind of a mechanical one. This one you clip to the, oh my gosh.
The vent.
The vent.
I just said vent, honey. It's okay.
But there's also...
Well, we've had peace and serenity, so we're all good.
We're chilling out over here. The other kind that goes in a car is one that plugs into a lighter.
Okay.
And then there's also some that plug
into...
Do they
make cars with lighters anymore?
Well, and then the USB cord is actually the newest one.
Okay.
Yeah. I go back, like, I've been selling these things for 30 years.
Like, we crank down the window, right?
Crank down the window.
You know how this works. You're from the 80s. I know. Okay, let's put the cap on the peace and serenity.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So the same with these other diffusers here. There's the kind that you plug in,
uh-huh,
or USB cord, or light a candle the old-fashioned way.
With a lighter.
With a lighter. Or matches.
Do people know what matches are? Okay. We're going to go ahead and take a break now. We got the giggles. Yeah, we're going to put the cap on the peace and serenity at this point. Anyway, Suzanne with Suzanne's Natural Foods. We're talking about essential oils this morning here on Four States Live. Stay with us.
And share what's going on in our community. Welcome back to Four States Live.
And welcome back. It is Four States Live back with us this morning. We put away the peace and serenity. We had the giggles.
We calmed down a little bit.
Yeah,
it gave us the giggles.
It's one of those that... You know, you talk about the smells like helping us to relax and that sort of thing. There are certain smells that will take us back to a certain point in our childhood.
Yeah.
Teenagehood that bring back memories. And sometimes it can be not a good memory, but there are many times, most of the times, that it brings us back to a good spot in our life. And I think that's kind of the point of essential oils, is to kind of help us bring us into that good point.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's kind of like, well, maybe going to your mom's house on Thanksgiving and smelling all the smells. You know, that's such a great memory. You know, oh, people always, when they walk in my store, I hear comments so much on the smell.
Right.
Because there's loose herbs that create smells. We've always got someone baking muffins in one of the kitchens and cooking soup or, you know, onions, things that, you know, are very aromatic in the other kitchen. And there's just this whole blend of all these wonderful smells. Of course, there's the essential oils and, you know, many times, even before COVID, you know, people would come in who are overly sensitive to smells and they'd have to wear a mask because there's a lot of smells in our store.
Right, right. And the thing of it is, like, I'm not typically an herby person. You know me. Like, you've known me for, what, 20 years at this point?
Mm-hmm.
But I love the smell of the herbalness, like the basil. Like, lavender and basil is an amazing combination to me. And it just, it has a clean smell and a relaxing smell to where you can just kind of sit back and go, okay, kid, you just go over here and do your thing. I'm going to sit here and just go, boom, I'm out. Like, just, it's time for yourself.
Well, and you know, something else I just recently added were essential oil candles. And these are like real essential oil candles.
Really?
There's no perfumes or fake fragrances or anything. And they come in a little glass jar with a lid. You just open it. Of course, just even smelling it, you can tell. And I think there's one that's exactly what you just said, the lavender and the
basil.
Yeah. You know, I've seen some of those kind of scents. And when you burn those, it just puts that wonderful smell. And that's a really simple way without having to mess with a lot of this other stuff of just buying a little candle to have going on. And there's calming ones and, you know, they kind of are marked on the front of the candle what the purpose is.
That's kind of nice because like me, I go into a store going, I need calm. And so you just kind of point me in the direction, right?
Yes.
You go over here, Bruffett, and go pick out your candle and we'll see at the register, right?
Yes.
But of course, you've got amazing employees that there as well that will guide me through everything else. Like, you need more help than this.
Oh, yeah. I've got some employees that have been with me, you know, 10 to 20 years, and they're really knowledgeable about everything that we have. And there's a few that are kind of lean more towards experts in the essential oils.
Uh-huh.
You know, everybody kind of has their niche. That's their favorite thing to go to. And yeah.
And of course, Thanksgiving is coming up tomorrow. You've got the fresh produce section there.
We do.
Store.
Yes.
So
everything we
shop
sell is
now.
Organic. Yeah.
So shop now. What do you all have in stock? I mean, of course, you try to keep things seasonal too. So
yeah, right. We've got some wonderful squashes, sweet potatoes, purple potatoes. Of course, we always have kale and other fresh greens and really just a nice variety of things.
So if you want a little bit of a healthier variety, I mean, we go carb heavy in my family, don't get me wrong, but we do try to do the relish plate to where we have the grape tomatoes and we have, you know, carrots and pickles and, you know, try to have a little bit of a break from the carbs. But your place is the place to go in order to get some fresh and organic produce.
Yes. Well, and you know, the other thing too is so many people are that I know of are currently on keto diets, and that might be a little challenging, but I've seen a lot of dessert things in my store recently that are more keto based, you know, like mixes for cakes and pies and frosting and that kind of thing that use almond flour and you know, different flours that don't have any carbs. So
we're going to have to talk more about that because I've heard of the keto diet, but I've not done much research into that. So we're going to be talking more with Suzanne with Suzanne's Natural Foods. Of course, where are you located? You are open today, regular hours.
Yeah, we're open today, regular hours. We're at 32nd in Connecticut and tomorrow will be closed. Friday, we open at 10 o'clock instead of 8:30, our usual time. Just give everybody...
Sleeping in.
Let all the employees sleep in a little bit on Friday because we'll be open.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and people have to come in and get the healthy foods to kind of flush out.
That's exactly what I told the girls. I said, people are going to want to come in and get some juices and some salads and stuff on Friday.
Oh, yeah. They've got to make themselves feel a little bit better about Thanksgiving. But again, we're going to be talking more with Suzanne's Natural Foods coming up here in just a few moments on Four States Live. Of course, if you'd like to be on the show, hit me up with an email, fourstates@kkowradio.com. We've got more coming up on Four States Live here in just a few moments.
Take us with you wherever you go. 860 AM KKOW Pittsburgh and 97.5 FM K248 DR Joplin.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Capital One Bank.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The warnings have been coming for days not to travel or hold family gatherings for Thanksgiving because of the pandemic. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers.
We all must make short-term sacrifices for our long-term health. None of us wants to be the one to unwittingly spread this virus to somebody we love or host the next super spreader event we hear about in the news.
It's a tough choice for some. Here's correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
Thea Duryea is driving to see her parents in Connecticut.
It was a really difficult decision to make. I respect what the CDC guidelines are, and it's made me think real long and hard about it.
Both are in their 80s and recovering from summer health scares.
I wanted to go see them because you see all these stories about people who wish they had seen their family members before they got sick.
There is new concern about airport workers. Here's Jim Krasula.
There is no standardized protocol for how airport workers are tested for coronavirus. That word comes during this week's big jump in air travel. The head of the Connecticut Airport Authority says there's no consensus on when and how airport workers are tested for COVID. According to TSA data, most TSA workers who have tested positive are involved in passenger screening.
A lot of Americans have taken out travel insurance for this week, up 170% over last year. Most sought COVID coverage versus weather or money issues of the past. Some mixed news from health officials on the outbreaks overseas. Correspondent Vicky Barker is in London.
The WHO says it's seeing a downward trend in Europe, but that region still has the biggest proportion of new cases and deaths globally. New cases seem to be rising fastest in Africa, with South Africa, Algeria, and Kenya the worst affected.
Would you get the vaccine? Diane King Hall on a new survey.
Money could motivate some people to get a COVID-19 vaccine. According to a new Harris poll, 40% of people surveyed say they would get a vaccine if they were paid $100 or more to do it, but 39% would get one even if they were not paid to do it. On the flip side, 23% said they wouldn't get a vaccine even if you paid them to do it.
President-elect Joe Biden says the transition's now underway, as Nicole Killian reports.
In an interview with NBC News' Lester Holt, Mr. Biden says members of his staff are already working with the Trump administration.
The outreach has been sincere. There's not been begrudging so far, and I don't expect it to be.
He said he would consider nominating a Republican for a post, perhaps even one who voted for President Trump.
Some Republicans are already criticizing his choices for his national security team. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 66. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Capital One. Capital One's banking app lets you manage your money anytime, anywhere. This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Capital One N.A.
eBay has gifts that say a lot, but don't cost a lot. So save big on a DeWalt drill set for dad that says, let's get to work. Tell your all-star niece it's time for takeoff with Air Jordans at not-so-sky-high prices. And get a certified refurbished Bose soundbar for your husband that says, we're going to need a bigger home theater. Say a lot, save a lot on gifts from eBay for those who mean a lot.
Want to hear how I almost got off the naughty list this year? I helped Santa save gazillions by having him download Capital One Shopping to his computer. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. You can download it too and save a bundle. You don't even need a Capital One card, and it's free. So why didn't I get off the naughty list? Turns out Santa's a stickler for naughty words. Capital One Shopping. It's kind of genius. What's in your wallet?
Savings and available coupons vary.
It's a big day for Bayside High fans. Deborah Rodriguez tunes in for the return of Saved by the Bell.
A new version of the best worst TV show ever is streaming to rave reviews. The latest Saved by the Bell reboot on Peacock features most of the original cast, but now they're all grown up.
Yo, Mama. Sorry, Dr. Mama.
Jesse is a school counselor, A.C. Slater, the gym teacher. Kelly Kapowski is married to Zach, who's moved to Sacramento.
In attendance will be the governor of California.
There are new students, including Lexi, who's trans, plus Daisy and Aisha.
Time out. What is up with these kids?
The Washington Post review on the remix.
This place is magic.
It's really good. Deborah Rodriguez. CBS News.
Hearing specialists across the country say they're seeing more visits from people who didn't realize how much they relied on lip reading and facial expressions when people started wearing masks due to the pandemic. I'm Cammie McCormick, CBS News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
Daily, fresh cooked meals, neighbors that treat you like family, and a gorgeous place to call home. Welcome to the community of Westridge in Girard, Kansas. Westridge offers beautiful independent living apartments, as well as an assisted living facility for ages 62 and over. Enjoy their tranquil spa, beauty salon, and plenty of entertainment from games, TV rooms, and dining areas. Call 620-724-6760 to schedule a tour. Westridge Assisted Living in Girard. Find them fast in names and numbers.
Weather brought to you by Paynes. For over 38 years, the professionals at Paynes have you covered. From general machine work to driveline repair to CNC work, and now including custom cylinder repair. Call them at 620-231-3170 or find them fast in names and numbers.
Here's your forecast on 860 AM KKOW and 97.5 FM Joplin.
Cloudy this morning as scattered showers come to an end. It'll be breezy with a high 45. Clearing tonight, Tarlo 33, then sunny and a bit warmer. Warmer on Thanksgiving Day with a high 62, Friday cooler and 53. From the AMI Radio Group 24-Hour Weather Center, a meteorologist and the holiday.
Well, thank you, Dan. It is 8:07. Current conditions around the Forest State area, 43 in Joplin and cloudy, 42 Miami, Oklahoma, 41 Rogers, Arkansas, 44 and cloudy in Pittsburgh, Kansas, 98% humidity, a wind out of the southwest at 12. It's 8:07. You're up to date. Time for the national anthem and our Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge from George Nettles Elementary. That's Mrs. Ark's fourth graders.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is Four States Live with Shannon Bruffett.
Hey, I'm Carrie Underwood, and I love my country.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streamed.
Welcome back to Four States Live. Want to be on the show or have a guest you'd like to see on Four States Live? Just email fourstates@kkowradio.com.
And welcome back. It is Wednesday, November the 25th. Suzanne back with us this morning. Suzanne's Natural Foods. We've been talking hot chocolate. You know, we've been talking essential oils, but sometimes a great way to relax, especially it's a little dark out today. Like we normally
have a good hot chocolate day.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't make that packet stuff. And you don't make that packet stuff.
No. Either. Because we have the most amazing local milk that we get from a local creamery. And
Marley's?
That makes, no.
Oh, we've got another one now.
Yes. Well, actually, and I have two that I've purchased from, but the one, anyway, it just makes the best hot cocoa. Uh-huh. It's hard to beat.
Yeah. So basically, I think Grayson knows the exact recipe, but I think it's 2 teaspoons of sugar, 2 teaspoons of cocoa powder, and then like a cup of milk, and then you kind of whisk that together. It takes forever. Don't get me wrong.
Yes.
It does take forever, and you kind of whisk that together, and you kind of make it almost like a ganache, and then you add another like cup and a half of milk, and I do whole milk, which you probably do the full fat milk.
Yes.
You know, it makes it creamier, and then if Grayson wants it, we've got like peppermint oil. We've also got imitation butter rum. We've got different flavorings, like candy flavorings. And I'll add a couple of drops to his. Oh, now you're Googling.
No, I'm not Googling.
Or are you getting requests from the kids?
No, but I'm just looking up something because sometimes I don't know why my. Okay, Ozark Mountain Creamery.
Okay. Okay, so we're like a pinball machine right here, like a good, like back and forth. But then you add that milk and you get it kind of just almost scalding.
Right.
And then you let it cool down and like I'll add a couple of drops of the flavoring to the cups and then I'll pour the hot cocoa mix in there. Grayson, I always have to put his in the freezer for about 10 minutes to cool it down. And then I also, obviously, I add the marshmallows into it, which I'm sure they make natural marshmallows.
They do, but my kids have already tried the regular ones, and so that's what they want.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we do the mini marshmallows, and Grayson just sucks it down.
It's the best. And we have this cocoa powder. It's an equal exchange company that it's fair trade. It's the best cocoa powder.
Really?
Yes. It takes it to a whole nother level.
So
comes in a purple can.
Okay. Okay. Is it alkalized or non? I might be throwing you for a loop on this one.
I think it's low alkaline.
Okay. Well, because I've got cookie recipes to where you have to have Dutch cocoa powder.
This is a Dutch cocoa powder.
Okay. That means I think, and I could be speaking out of the air right now. I think that means it has some kind of the baking powder-ish type mix into it. So there is Dutch cocoa powder and then there's cocoa powder. And so when you have a cookie recipe.
Now I don't know. I'm going to have to look it up.
So I've got this cookie book and like they would call for Dutch cocoa powder and I had to start doing research on it. And so that's the difference between baking powder and baking soda. So one of them has the baking soda and one of them does not. And that's
okay.
That's kind of the difference between the Dutch.
Oh, you're taking me down a different road.
I know.
Working my brain out.
It's kind of like the difference between using butter and margarine.
Okay. But I do know the difference between using one or the other.
Although I will say this, if you're going to make peanut brittle and you do it my way, you have to use margarine. I know butter is better, but you have to have that fake oil in it. Otherwise, the peanut brittle sticks to that pan and you will never get it off. You never get it off. And it's the same.
Well, that's probably healthier.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's that. It's also the same. You've got to use imitation vanilla versus pure because you need the alcohol.
Okay. Now you just, all right, let's back up a little bit because,
beep,
you know,
beep, beep.
I am, you know, kind of a health expert around here.
Yeah. I'll
if
let you
can't
that.
Get it out of a pan and then you consume it, you cannot get it out of your gut. Right? Like, isn't that the same kind of thing?
Ask the plumber.
Right.
Okay.
Take a lot of enzymes.
We're going to leave it there. So, because we're talking about peanut brittle. So.
Yeah, we got way off track because I don't have any peanut brittle for sale.
But anyway, I do make amazing peanut brittle, and it's the kind that will not break your teeth.
Okay.
So I you know, I will make some and I will bring some to you as proof.
Okay.
How's that?
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, you use the imitation vanilla. I tried using pure, but it's got all the oils in it and that made it sticky. So you need the imitation vanilla to where you have the flavor, but it evaporates because of the alcohol in it. And then you need the margarine because it's got polyunsaturated fats or whatever it is. And it just pops off the pan.
We made peanut butter bites at the store yesterday. Have you ever had those? It's got oatmeal in it. We put some chocolate chips. And sometimes it'll have like honey, yes, peanut butter.
Toasted.
You could do toasted coconut. Yeah. Yeah.
We call those energy bites.
Energy bites. Yes. Wonderful little snack.
Yes.
And kids love them.
Oh, yeah. At one point when I was swearing on earth that Grayson lived on oxygen and would not eat food, I would make energy bites. We did honey. It was toasted oat, like instant oatmeal.
Mm-hmm.
And then we, it also had flaxseed in it, ground flaxseed.
Oh, you can sneak things in on those. Yeah.
Shh.
Peanut butter, right. The peanut butter and the honey mask,
yeah.
All those.
And then the peanut
things.
Butter, the honey, and then mini chocolate chips. And yeah. Oh, yeah. And then you roll them up and put them in the, oh, yeah.
In the refrigerator.
Yep.
And
yep.
Yeah.
1-inch balls, and they're like 80 calories a bite. And you're like, my kid's growing. This is what happens when you feed them.
Yes. Delicious.
So anyway, of course, we got Suzanne with us with Suzanne's Natural Foods. We're going to argue about peanut brittle during the break. You don't have to hear it, but that's coming up next here on Four States Live.
You never know who might stop by, but it's going to be fun and informative. Four States Live with Shannon Bruffett. 860 AM KKOW Pittsburgh and 97.5 FM Joplin.
When preparing a meal for your family, you want to be sure you're using the very best. We feel the same way about our grain and feed. It's no secret you get the best milk from healthy cows. Goes to say you're happier when getting higher and better quality production from your feed.
Crescent Feed carries the best value, no additives or fillers. We supply feed stores over the local four states. Crescent Feed, family owned and operated since 1925. To find a location in your area or ask for dealer opportunities, call 417-866-4364.
At Gundlach Heating & Air, we care about your air. We're excited to announce what we have to help sanitize your air, the iWave and duct cleaning with a sanitizing fogger. 417-624-5203. Gundlach Heating & Air.
Man, who? How?
Huh?
This paperwork, it's giving me a headache.
Let's see.
So,
small business loan?
Yeah.
You already have a business.
That's why I need the loan.
Oh.
Funding your business can be just as hard as starting it. That's why you can count on Community National Bank and Trust. Apply now at any location in Southeast Kansas or Southwest Missouri. Stop the frustrating paperwork and head to mybankcnb.com for a location near you. Member FDIC.
Black Friday is here, and so is your last chance to save big at Wesco Home Furnishings. These door-busting prices on quality furniture, bedding, and appliances are so amazing that they simply won't last. Doors open at 9 a.m. on Black Friday, so hurry in early for big best selection and tons of deals, like recliners from Lane starting at just $248 and comfy Ashley sofas starting at only $328. Save over $130 when you pick up a queen mattress for just $249. Complete any room with area rugs starting at $99. Be ready for wintertime guests with coat racks for only $39. And get this, all in-stock appliances from Whirlpool and LG are marked down to door-busting sale prices. We make it easy to buy with up to 48 months interest-free financing. And at these prices, inventory will go fast. So hurry in and don't miss your chance to save big on Black Friday. Only at Westco Home Furnishings. Financing with approved credit, minimum purchase required. See store for details.
This hour is brought to you by Freeman Health Systems. Freeman Heart and Vascular Institute use state-of-the-art imaging to see inside your heart and blood vessels right down to the tiniest capillaries in your fingerprints. Innovative care closer than you think. Freeman Heart and Vascular Institute.
Here's your sports roundup on 860 AM KKOW and 97.5 FM Joplin.
Good morning, sports fans. In high school basketball, the Verona Tip-Off Classic continued in Missouri with pool play last night. And on the girls' side, Wheaton holds off Marionville 38-36, and Purdy was a 67-34 winner over Everton. On the boys' side, Purdy knocked off Verona 58-50, and Pleasant Hope down Wheaton 57-54. In girls' action, Thomas Jefferson comes up short at Brenal 44-27. Carthage wins at Hillcrest 79-33. College Heights was a 47-42 winner at Jasper. Mount Vernon was a 51-30 winner over Nevada, and Macaulay Catholic down Liberal 45-33. In boys action, Joplin opened their season with an 80-60 win over McDonald County. Thomas Jefferson gets the split at Brenau 71-39. Liberal splits their doubleheader, edging Macaulay Catholic 55-54 on a buzzer beater with 2.5 seconds to play. Pierce City wins at Cassville 46-34. East Newton down Clever 70-41. Golden City was an 83-48 winner at Jasper. And College Heights falls at home to Chadwick 74-47. The Kansas State High School Activities Association has agreed to allow winter sports to begin their respective seasons as scheduled. In a special meeting, which lasted for 4 hours yesterday, the KSHA Board of Directors approved a modified revision to the schedule by a 53-22 vote, which gives schools in the Sunflower State the opportunity to complete their winter seasons. The board also approved a break in the schedule, which begins December 23rd and runs through January 7th, with competition resuming on January 8th. In addition, fans will not be allowed at any athletic events until January 28th, while in-season basketball tournaments have been limited to just 4 participating schools, and wrestling events have also been limited to just 8 teams or 112 individual athletes. While the spectator policy remains an issue with some parents and local communities in general, KSHA Executive Director Bill Faflick says board members will continue to reevaluate the situation and may hold a special meeting to address the issue prior to the expiration of the current mandate on January 28th. Sports for now, more in about an hour. We now return to Four States Live with Shannon Bruffett.
You never know who might stop by Four States Live with Shannon Bruffett online at kkowam.com.
And welcome back. It is Four States Live. Suzanne back with us with Suzanne's Natural Foods. We've been sharing kid pictures.
Yeah.
Our kids now, like, you of course have known me, and I've known you since before we had kids. And
right, right.
You've got 10 and 13. I've got a 10-year-old. You showed me a picture of Liam. Like, he's always had curly hair. I was not expecting all that hair. Oh my goodness gracious. And the fact that he's a teenager now.
Uh-huh.
How's that going? Well, Serenity now?
Serenity now. Yes, Serenity now. Oh yeah.
And then of course Ella, she's always been a little bit of a tomboy, tall and just
very athletic.
Yes. And I think it helps that she's got that older brother to
She
look up to. And
yes.
Yeah.
She likes being like him. Yeah.
Serenity now.
Oh, yeah. There, I'm requiring a lot of serenity.
So how many diffusers do you have placed around your house?
Well, a few. Yeah, a few.
More than one, less than a million.
Mm-hmm.
That's always
exactly.
That's always the number I always throw out. So you've got a couple of different ways. We're talking about essential oils. Again, Suzanne with us from Suzanne's Natural Foods. A couple of different ways you can diffuse the oils, and heat is obviously is a good way to do it, whether you do it through a flame, a light bulb, or even
a hot bath.
Or a hot bath, or even using your own skin through jewelry.
You know, a lot of people, it's that time of year for DIY things too.
Oh,
you know, people
yeah.
like making things, and they'll make soap or bath bombs or things like that, and mm-hmm. they buy essential oils for that. But you can also make, we sell these empty glass spray bottles, and people will make like room fresheners or body sprays.
Pillow sprays.
The other thing that I've been making is hand sanitizer because I like, you know, I'll use the alcohol and the aloe vera and some glycerin, but then I add essential oils to it for a little extra purification. But also I like the smell of the Shun Calamity in there. So that's another reason why a lot of people like the essential oils this time of year, because they're making things.
Well, you know, and I will say this. I've been waiting and waiting and waiting for a certain body. They sell a lot of body scents and soaps. That's a mall favorite, and they have not been doing their sales, and I've been running low on my soaps, and I finally gave up and decided to make my own foaming
hands. Yes.
And it's so easy. I will tell you this. It is so easy. I bumped up on my soap. I bought the Myers Clean Day. I got the lavender on that. I love their basil, by the way. They do a basil as well.
And I love the basil. Yes.
They were out of the basil whenever I tried to order it, but I did the lavender. And you just put, like, I bought the reusable foaming you know, pumps, and you add like about an inch of the soap in there, and then just pour a little bit of water in there and shake it up. You're good to go. You don't have to go to that store and spend $4 or $5.
So we're doing the same thing at my store, because there for a while we weren't able to get a lot of the hand soaps in stock.
Right.
You know, there's been a shortage of them all over the country. And the manufacturers aren't getting them, you know, partly because the...
And keeping up with demand.
Exactly.
Too.
Keeping up with the demand, or the plant had to shut down for a period of time and then they can't meet the demand. So I bought 5 gallons of Dr. Bronner's peppermint soap.
Ooh,
and you can buy that in smaller quantities. And we're doing the same thing. It's like a third or a fourth of the soap and then add water and then shake it, and it makes for a pump foaming soap. And then I've been adding some extra essential oils to that. So, and it saves money. I'm just reusing the old pumps that we already had, just washing them out. And I just put a new label on.
It's got soap in it. It's
right.
All you have to do is rinse it out.
Yes. It's a great way to recycle and to not put more plastic into our.
Well, and one thing I was also reading, not only does it save money on the recycling with that, but because you already have the foam going, you use less water to get the lather.
Exactly.
So you're recycling in more ways than one. So I ended up buying like six, like we did buy specialty, the ones that actually aerate and make it foamy. But they were like $2 a piece. They're plastic. I did want to upgrade to glass, but Grayson's a little clumsy, you know, so but it's so easy. And we've got amazing smelling lavender soap for ages to come. It's amazing.
Yes. And you can
add those essential oils to it.
Yes. The purification or the Shun Calamity are great.
So how many drops would you add to, like, you know, like you've got the bigger one that's probably about 8 ounces, probably. That's probably about the size of one of my soap pumps. Would you do like 1, 2 drops, 3, 5?
No, I'd probably, on something this large, which is 8 ounces, I'd probably start with at least 20 drops.
Okay. Okay.
And then you could always add a little bit more after you tried it, you know, depending on how strong you want it. If you can smell it or not.
So you at least, hey, if you're going to wash your hands, at least smell good washing your hands, right?
Well, it leaves a little bit, those essential oils stay on your hands.
Good.
And it kills germs.
Well, it's not only that, but we're washing our hands so much that, like, my hands were peeling at one point. It kind of harkened me back to the days when Grayson was born, to where we, like, steamed and sanitized everything and sterilized everything to our hands were peeling. And so the essential oils can kind of help heal that too.
Yeah. The soap, the Dr. Bronner's Castile soap doesn't, I mean, it could be drying, but I find that it's really not. I mean,
but I think
and you can always add some glycerin or we sell like all of these things separately, because a lot of people use them. We have like beeswax and glycerin and all different kinds of oils that you can use to make thing. So adding a little bit of extra moisturizer or aloe vera will really help with that.
Yeah. I mean, it's got to be better than the stuff that I've been buying at the store to wear. Like, we used it. It smelled great. Don't get me wrong. And I loved it. But it was just like my hands were peeling because we were washing them so much. But I've switched and made my own. And it's a lot easier now.
Yes.
So definitely do that. And of course, essential oils are a great way to calm down. You've got a couple of different ways. You've got one that clips onto the vent. It's the vent.
In your car, the vent in the car. Yes.
And you've also got some that plug into the lighter.
Yes. If you have one of those old-fashioned cars with a lighter.
Which, granted, mine is an 09, so it does have a lighter.
Yeah.
But it's got the
USB. I still have a lighter in mine.
Yeah. So you've got a couple of different ways to diffuse things into your life. You don't have to wear it with you. You don't have to wear it on you. But if you get into your car and have that long drive, talk about how people can bring this into their life.
Well, if you're driving, have your passenger do it or do it before you start driving.
Yes. Don't do it while you're driving.
And you just add a couple of drops to this little piece of fabric and this thing pops open and you can put it in the vent, like right in front of you or next to you. And, you know, this is even great for like calming kids. You know, put some lavender in there and kind of fill the, of course, maybe that's not great for the driver if you get a little sleepy.
Right.
Peppermint is really good for staying awake while driving.
Right.
I've used the essential oil of peppermint just straight on my tongue when I've been driving if I feel drowsy. I mean, as soon as you put that on your tongue, you're awake.
It also kind of opens your sinuses. Like, it opens everything.
Yeah. So that would be a great one for someone who's driving that needs to stay awake, and maybe they've already had their caffeine quota. Lavender, of course, is something that's more relaxing. So that might be better to be used in the bedroom or in the bath. A friend of mine had brought some kids in the other day, and Ella and the kids were getting a little rowdy. And so I passed around a bottle of lavender and I said, "Hey, you guys want to smell this?" I put a drop in everybody's hand and I said, "Rub your hands together and smell that." And in probably 10 minutes time, they were all pretty chilled out.
So how much do you charge per hour?
just
come over to my house. How much do you charge per hour?
You know, your son's piano playing is very relaxing. So
unless
I think you've already got that going on.
And depends on his mood, because sometimes he will get in there and like beat on the piano. But for the most part, he's good. But I just want to know how much you charge an hour.
Nothing.
Okay. So I will give you my address and you can come over later this afternoon.
All right.
And rub some lavender on them and send them off to bed. How's that sound? So, but you also have different ways. Like if people, like this time of year, like it's supposed to be the most wonderful time of the year, but it can also be stressful. You've got a way that people can carry those essential oils with them wherever.
Do you mean like
the
wearing
jewelry?
The jewelry?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I love the jewelry. I mean, I've got this necklace on right now that.
And it's a pendant. So, I mean, we're in radio, so we can't like. But that's a pendant that we're kind of like the ones
you
that you put
open
in your
up.
Vents.
Yeah. It's almost like a locket.
Uh-huh.
And then you open it up and then inside the locket is a little piece of fabric. And it comes with like 8 different little pieces of fabric so you can put different oils on each one depending on your mood or what you're wanting to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you've got sinus congestion, this would be a great way to put like something like our breathe combination in there, and you've got some eucalyptus wafting up and other essential oils like that, or the calming one, or even the shun calamity, just as a prevention from virus and cold and flu. So there's all kinds of things that you can do with it, or just something that you like the smell of, you know, the orange, or we've got some great combinations. There's one called Citrus Celebration. That's one of my favorites. It's got all kinds of citrusy smells in it.
Kind of makes you think of summer. Like I know there are people that like their summer sun and like being out. I'm not that person.
And they like those smells in the winter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take them to the beach.
Yeah, absolutely. But that might be their way of relaxing.
Well, it's like, I love the smell of this pine.
And I love
it
year round.
Of a walk in the woods or a Christmas tree. And it, I just love the smell of it around this time of year.
See, and that's why I used to go to that store at the mall. This time of year, I would buy 30, 40 soaps to where I would have Christmas smells all year round, and they haven't had their sales. So I decided to do my own. But I'm with you. I love the pine. I love the Christmas smells. That's what I like.
Mm-hmm.
That's what relaxes me.
We have one called Christmas Kitchen. Did I smell that one?
What?
And oh my gosh, I had to get my readers on again.
Oh yeah, we're getting old, honey. We got to have readers.
Because now I can't find it. But there, I'm going to find this Christmas one and Christmas memories.
And I think you're going to pick up the same bottle like 10 times.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just going to watch you. I'm just going to watch you for a minute.
Oh my gosh.
It's okay. Anyway, so tell us where you're located at.
Here it is.
Okay.
Smell
she's
that.
She's just going to throw something at me and make me. She's like.
I'm at 32nd in Connecticut.
Ooh, that does smell good.
And, you know, we expanded our building.
Yes.
And just so people know, we added more groceries, organic food and produce and everything on the west side of the building, and added an extra drive-up window, which has really come in handy. For people who are still a little leery of getting out and shopping publicly. So that's been a blessing.
So, and you brought up earlier in the show, like keto-wise, like number one, what is the keto diet?
You know, the keto diet is the new name for the Atkins diet.
Okay.
From,
you know what I know.
Right.
That I know.
And it can be called all sorts of things. You know, it changes about every 5 years or decade. Into a different name, and they may tweak it a little bit, but it's basically a high protein, low carbohydrate diet. I think the keto puts a little more fat in the diet. Some of the others were maybe increasing the protein without increasing so much fat. So there's always some little variation of it, but you know, just that it's hard to sustain for a long period of time because we all love carb foods.
Oh yeah, I like my bread.
For short periods, people will do it to lose a lot of weight. And I think the best thing about all of those diets is the fact that you're giving up sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And sugar can be deadly. Whereas, you know, carbs really aren't bad. I mean, so many carbs are so good for us.
Right.
Produce, you know, fruits, vegetables,
corn,
whole grains. Yeah, all of those things are really good. Although I will argue with you about corn, because if you can find me some non-genetically modified corn that's not been sprayed with pesticides, then I'll tell you it's good. But it's hard to find.
Okay, that's hard to find, but I still like my niblets. I get niblets twice a year, all right? So let me have my niblets.
Okay.
Twice a year.
I think twice a year you can survive.
Okay. I think I'm good. I think I'm good. Now, I have tried to. Did you ever see the pictures of my micro corn?
You know, corn is it's really important this time of year, because that was one of the main foods that our forefathers ate at Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Our first Thanksgiving was corn. That's what they learned how to grow. So. Yeah, it's really important now.
We should
all have some corn tomorrow.
Absolutely.
To take us back.
Yes.
To help remind us.
You know, the once or twice a year, I mean, it is a carb. It is like a natural sugar. And it's delicious.
Yes, it is.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
It is.
I'm going to do some corn. I think I have some organic corn, though, in my store.
Yeah, you and your organic corn. I'm going to go with my niblets. But, of course, they can find you on Facebook to keep up with sales, giveaways, and that sort of thing.
Yes. Thank goodness I have.
You've got amazing staff.
I do have some amazing staff.
That way you
staff,
and I can and... be over here going blah, 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 blah.
Yes, and someone who's very capable of handling the social media and getting that information out there.
So definitely check out Suzanne's with Suzanne's Natural Foods, just off the corner of 32nd in Connecticut. Expanded building, more produce. If you need produce for your Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow, stop by. You can get organic produce right now. Well, you open up at what time?
8:30.
Oh, you're open.
We're already open. Yeah,
open.
They've already been texting me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They're open. Go.
And you know, for people who are having a really small Thanksgiving, like maybe just 2 or 3 or 4 people, kind of like we're doing, we have smaller desserts and smaller things, you know.
And I'm sure it's organic sugar.
It is.
Yes. So at least if you're going to have the sugar, have the healthy sugar, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So again, Suzanne with Suzanne's Natural Foods. We've got more coming up with her in just a few moments on Four States Live.
Your radio home for the world champion Kansas City Chiefs. 860 AM KKOW and 97.5 FM Joplin. You're listening to Four States Live on 105.3 KMOQ Columbus and 860 AM KKOW Pittsburgh. K248DR 97.5 FM Joplin.
Gundlach Heating and Air has been serving the greater Joplin area since 1985, and we're still going strong. Go Amana, go Gundlach. Gundlach Heating and Air. We care about your air. 417-624-5203.
BASF understands that your field is the future. That's why we provide you with easy solutions for investing in it. Rewards Beyond Rebates helps you find the ultimate reward at harvest through better agronomics, not a rebate. And with the BASF financing program, it's easier than ever to expand your operation with better terms and less requirements for investing. Learn more at rewardsbeyondrebates.com. BASF, we create chemistry. Always read and follow label directions.
You have timber on your land that you want to get rid of? Have you thought, I wonder what my trees are worth? Much like corn or soybeans, those trees may be a cash-producing crop. Don't just doze your trees down and then set them on fire. Call Josh Hartness Logging instead. With over 25 years of experience, Josh Hartness Logging will come survey the tree species you have on your land and take the guesswork out of harvesting that timber. Next time you think, I'd like to get rid of that swath of trees, give Josh Hartness Logging a call at 620-212-0896.
Stand united behind the grill and show support while setting the table. And join together at UnitedWeStay.com. Beef. It's what's for dinner. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers.
This weather update brought to you by the Dirty Mule Restaurant Bar and Event Center, located just north of Pittsburgh. Tickets are on sale now for a concert by the Folsom Prison Five, a Johnny Cash tribute band, on Saturday, November 28th. For more details or to buy tickets, check out the events on the Dirty Mule's Facebook page.
Here's your local news on 860 AM KKOW and 97.5 FM Joplin.
This is your KOAM news update. I'm Tanya Bach. Some more Kansas counties have made decisions on if they will follow Governor Laura Kelly's new mask mandate. Crawford County has opted into the new mandate. Cherokee County opted in as well. Wilson County passed its own mandate that would require a face covering in all public indoor and outdoor places where social distancing is not possible. That order will last for at least 30 days. The City of Joplin and Freeman Health System announced yesterday that Joplin's Christmas parade is canceled. Organizers say the decision was made in the best interest of public safety. The annual parade was scheduled for next Tuesday and had already been modified into a reverse parade where the floats and participants are stationary and the spectators drive through. The McDonald County Health Department is reporting four new coronavirus-related deaths. That brings McDonald County's total deaths to 21. From the KOAM Newsroom, I'm Tanya Bach.
KOAMNewsNow.com, offering expanded breaking news and local coverage in the four states. Watch full newscasts from KOAM and Fox 14. See breaking news events and get weather alerts wherever you are. KOAMNewsNow.com, your go-to source for online news.
Here's your forecast on 860 AM KKOW and 97.5 FM Joplin.
Cloudy this morning as scattered showers come to an end. It'll be breezy with a high 45. Clearing tonight, Tarlo 33, then sunny and a bit warmer on Thanksgiving Day with a high 62, Friday cooler and 53. From the AMI Radio Group 24-Hour Weather Center, a meteorologist and the holiday.
Thank you, Dan. It's 8:43. Current conditions around the four-state area. Well, it's cloudy. It's foggy. 41 Miami, Oklahoma. 43 Joplin, Missouri. 42 in Rogers, Arkansas. 44 in Pittsburgh, Kansas. 98% humidity. A wind out of the southwest at 12. At 8:43, you're up to date. Back to Four States Live.
You never know who might stop by, but it's going to be fun and informative. Welcome back to Four States Live.
And welcome back. It is, Four States Live. Suzanne Nelson back with us with Suzanne's Natural Foods. We're talking about old memories, talking about grocery shopping. And you and I have been going kind of way back.
Yeah.
A little way back.
Yeah.
A little bit when you brought up, yeah, what about the new IGA? And I'm like, what IGA? I haven't heard that term IGA in years. But of course, we're talking about the new Aldi's there on Maid Lane. I've heard good things.
I drove by it. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, it's been
just
busy.
Popped up.
And yeah, they've been working on it for months. I've heard good things in there. But yeah, you and I have been around here for quite some time.
Yes, we have.
Yeah. Just a few years, give or take.
Because I bought some of my fixtures used from the old IGA when it went out of business in the late 90s before I opened my store. And yeah, I think I still have one of the coolers from that purchase.
Well, and I still remember your original shop, and I bought some of your old sewing patterns.
Oh, right.
Hey, it made me money in college.
Oh,
like
awesome.
I was in college. I think I paid you either a quarter or 50 cents.
And then you made like $100 or something.
I made like $80 off of one of the patterns.
Oh,
because
my
that
gosh.
Was before they were reproducing the sewing patterns. And this lady on eBay, like we were new to eBay, and it took us 10 minutes to scan one cover of a pattern with our scanner. That's how old technology was at the time. And she paid me $80 for the pattern. And like,
wow.
Yeah. So you and I go way back.
Yes, we do.
Way back. Way back. So, you know, what got you into holistic healing, natural medicine, natural foods? What drew you to this to begin with?
Well, you know, I mean, the day that I remember going into a health food store for the first time, I was 15. I was living in Livonia, Michigan, and right outside of Detroit. And a girlfriend took me in, and the owner, it was kind of one of those small health food stores where the owner helps you with what you need,
sure.
Similar to what we do. And Harry Zerbo was his name, and he just convinced me that I was not eating healthy and I needed to eat better. And of course, at 15, you're really pliable. And I thought, okay, that sounds good to me. And so I took home my list of new foods that I was going to be eating and things. And that was just the beginning. And then I just wanted to learn more and know more. And I shopped health food stores the whole time I was a teenager. And after I moved to Joplin, it was just kind of always a dream of mine to open a health food store. So I had a little house on Main Street and just put the open sign up and ordered a few things here and there, and little by little, it grew.
And then, of course, you've moved now. You've got this beautiful, huge building there that you've actually added on to.
Yeah. So I'm really thankful. It's a good thing I added on. They were all done with the construction in January of 2020. Had things taken longer, you know, and I hadn't started construction yet, I probably never would, you know,
right.
After what's happened this year. But I'm really
this year has been amazing.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm really thankful that I got it out of the way. I mean, at first I kind of regretted it. It was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I did that, you know, added on and then the COVID happened. But, you know, I'm thankful for the extra drive up window. I'm thankful for the extra space in the building and just, you know, so I feel like my employees and my customers are much safer now with our shopping experience. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of room for social distancing, but still seeing people and being friendly and all of that. So it's all good.
You know, and if you haven't gotten a chance to stop in Suzanne's store, you and I briefly talked about it, but the smells that come in, it's like when you walk in, it's just a very earthy, natural, kind of relaxing smell. Like it's like being at mom's home, but it's also kind of medicinal, but not in like going to a doctor sort of a way. Like it's just a very calming.
It's funny
atmosphere.
You would say that. I'm immune to it. I can't smell anything in that building, but other people comment on the smells when they walk in all the time, because there's everything in there. There's herbs, there's essential oils, there's muffins being baked on one side, and and savory food on the other side. And yeah, so there's just all kinds of wonderful smells.
And, you know, of course, we're gearing up to carbo load tomorrow. But you guys, do you have the salad bar back? Is that back or what?
Yeah. We, it's not a self-serve salad bar. We're serving people for right now anyway.
Right.
So yeah, we have the salad bar.
So if people are wanting to feel better about themselves today, before tomorrow or Friday after tomorrow.
Yeah. Right? Get a salad, a fresh juice, even a fruit smoothie or a smoothie bowl. All of those would be good. Yeah.
So definitely stop by. And if you've got family coming by tomorrow and you're missing out on, if you kind of are going through your list and you're like, we need sweet potatoes, we need this, Suzanne's is the place to go.
Yeah. And there's not going to be a long line either.
I mean,
we're, you know, a smaller grocery store, so... And I've got lots of girls to help find, you know, help you find whatever you need.
And not only that, with the groceries to get ready for Thanksgiving, you can pick up like an oil diffuser for yourself, a little bit of serenity now. And, you know, while you're cooking and the family, you're waiting for the family to come over, or buy yourself a necklace or a bracelet. You rub that on there and you can just walk around going, right?
And she's got her elbow up to her nose.
Serenity now.
Or I guess that's your wrist.
Yeah. Or I could just do from the elbow to the wrist and like wrench it. Serenity now, right?
Yes.
So, but you know, Suzanne's is a great place to go for Christmas shopping too.
It is. Because, you know, people like getting things that they are using on a daily basis,
yes,
that are practical. Some I had a guy come in yesterday to get his wife a mug, and it's got you know, I brought those the last time, I think, the mugs that have the ceramic,
yes,
infusers in, uh-huh, them, so you put your loose tea leaves in there. A lot of people like to use those, and they're very popular. And I don't know where else you can get those. But anyway.
Well, Suzanne's is the place to be.
And some nice teas and coffees.
Yeah. Well, we've got one more segment with you coming up here. It'll be a brief segment, but that's coming up next here on Four States Live. We're going to talk about teas and serenity now. That's coming up next.
Have a question or comment? Just email fourstates@kkowradio.com. Your radio station for local news. 860 AM KKOW and 97.5 FM Joplin.
BASF understands that your field is the future. That's why we provide you with easy solutions for investing in it. Rewards Beyond Rebates helps you find the ultimate reward at harvest through better agronomics, not a rebate. And with the BASF financing program, it's easier than ever to expand your operation with better terms and less requirements for investing. Learn more at rewardsbeyondrebates.com. BASF, we create chemistry. Always read and follow label directions.
Receipts for the Coffeyville Livestock Market sale on Thursday, November 19th included 4,613 head of cattle. In the steer market, steers weighing less than 300 pounds brought 160 to 229. 3 to 4 weight steers brought 145 to 217. 4 to 5 weight steers brought 135 to 189. 5 to 6 weight steers brought 125 to 167. 6 to 7 weight steers brought 115 to 146. And steers weighing over 700 pounds brought $1 to $1.33. On the heifers, heifers weighing less than 300 pounds brought 120 to 160. 3 to 4 weight heifers brought 120 to 168. 4 to 5 weight heifers brought 115 to 158. 5 to 6 weight heifers brought 115 to 143. 6 to 7 weight heifers brought $1 to 137. And heifers weighing over 700 pounds brought 90 to 132. Over in the cow market, choice cows brought 47 to 68 cents, canners brought 40 to 50 cents, and shelly cows brought 40 cents and back. Young bred cows brought up to $1,525. Young pairs brought up to $1,375. In the bull market, high yielding bulls brought 75 to 95 cents, and low yielding bulls brought 75 cents and back. Coffeyville Livestock Market holds a sale every Thursday beginning at 9 o'clock a.m. with stock cows. The calves and yearlings follow at 11 a.m. There will be no sale on Thanksgiving. and the next sale is Thursday, December the 3rd. For more information or to consign cattle, contact Jimmy King at 620-515-5464 or Brian Little at 918-331-7705.
It's PFI's Country Christmas.
Hi, this is Randy Little from PFI with Boot Daddy Collection Specials. Boot Daddy boots by Ariat, Anderson Bean, Horsepower, and Twisted X only at PFI.
Boot Daddy Shelltech vests, $34.99.
Boot Daddy Shelltech jackets, only $39.99.
Boot Daddy Shelltech conceal and carry vests, $49.99.
PFI conceal and carry quilt line heavy duty canvas vest, only $44.99.
PFI Sherpa Conceal and Carry Canvas Vests, $49.99.
Boot Daddy Girl Jeans, $39.99.
Boot Daddy Ladies Jeans, $69.99. And Boot Daddy Textured Fleece Vests, $19.99.
Spend $50 at PFI and get a Boot Daddy hoodie for only $10.
PFI, just look for the row of American flags at Highway 65 in Battlefield in Springfield. And shop BootDaddy.com for more holiday specials.
And I'm not kidding.
And don't miss a very special Rhonda Vincent Christmas show at the Andy Williams Theater in Branson.
Stand united behind the grill and show support while setting the table. And join together at UnitedWeStay.com. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers.
We leave politics at the door and share what's going on in our community. Welcome back to Four States Live.
And welcome back. It is Four States Live. One last time with us this morning, Suzanne with Suzanne's Natural Foods. She's brought in a plethora of jewelry as well as essential oils. And the cool thing is, if you don't know what you're after, you've got amazing staff to help you out, but you also have these handy to-go bags.
Yeah, it's kind of a little beginner's kit here, and it's got six different essential oils. You know, some great starter kit like peppermint, lavender, but also the Shun Calamity.
Which kind of smells like a cookie.
Isn't it nice?
Like a cinnamon cookie.
And let's see, lemon. So it's just a nice little starter kit. It's called Winter Essentials. Mm-hmm. And it's...
And I think you do one for each season, don't
we
you?
We do. We do, yeah. And with whenever you buy this, you can get a free bracelet, which has the lava beads. Mm-hmm. Or if somebody just wants to buy any essential oil, not that kit, you can still get one of the bracelets for $5. Or they're on sale, you know, and they range anywhere from like $10 to $16. So it's a good buy, you know, and it might be a good gift.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, you've got the necklaces as well. Mm-hmm. So if you don't want to walk around with your wrist up to your nose, you can just kind of walk around with your necklace beads up to your nose. But you also have the pendants as well that come in, and the car diffusers that come with the little pieces of fabric that you can add a couple of drops of essential oils and just kind of have it around you.
Yes.
So definitely stop in for that. And you also have the essential oil warmers.
Home diffusers.
Yeah, thank you. That's the big word.
The old-fashioned candle warming, or the plug-in kind, or the USB port kind. So
you've got different ways to do it, and they come in different colors. They come in different styles.
Sizes, yeah.
And sizes. So you can make it work and blend in with your decor without standing out going, I've got essential oils. Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Very easy to do.
And so I think a little serenity now.
A little serenity. Yeah. That's been our focus.
Yeah.
Getting ready for Thanksgiving. Uh-huh. Yep. A little serenity.
But, you know, I'm ready for it. Like, I'm good to go. I've got my game plan. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's going to be hectic in the morning, but it's all going to end up well. Like, that's what I have to keep telling myself, right?
You know, I was just thinking of something else.
Oh, no.
The essential oil of peppermint.
You and me thinking.
Yes. That one, if anyone overeats, just in case, uh-huh. Now, probably won't, but if anybody overeats, a drop or two of peppermint oil on your tongue really does the trick.
And it also wakes you up, too.
And right? It wakes you up. Yep. It'll perk you up, and it'll help your digestion. And
so you can eat, add a couple of drops of that. You can digest and watch the football game, right?
Yes.
So that's the way to do it.
Uh-huh.
So again, Suzanne's Natural Foods, you're open regular hours today. You're open right now.
Yes.
How late are you open till?
We're open till 6:30. We'll be closed on Thanksgiving. And then on Friday, we're going to open a little bit late. We'll open at 10. We'll stay open till 6:30, our usual time. Mm-hmm. And Saturday back to 8:30 to 6:30.
But you've got the amazing produce section. So if you're missing out on potatoes, sweet potatoes, any of those herbs and that sort of thing, you need to make your turkey dinner go great. That's the place to go. You don't have to deal with long lines either.
Exactly.
And a lot of people. And you've got knowledgeable staff.
Yes, we do.
And you can fill up on a salad today to prepare for tomorrow.
Yes. Good idea. I plan on doing that.
Yeah. And or a smoothie or a juice.
Uh-huh.
You can do all that.
Yeah.
And you can also do it without getting out of your car.
That's right.
Two drive-ups.
Yes.
Yeah. So where are you located?
32nd in Connecticut and Joplin.
All right. And your number?
781-0909.
Well, Suzanne, always a pleasure.
Shannon, thank you.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
We've got more. Well, we don't have more coming up on Four States Live. I'm out of here. It's Thanksgiving tomorrow. Everybody have yourself a great day. Make sure you join us back here for tomorrow, though. We've got some great topics coming your way on Four States Live. Have a great Turkey Day, and we'll see you tomorrow.